sign. No surprise. Also, absolutely not to be taken for granted. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Andrew McCutchen signed the very, very much expected one-year, $5 million deal officially as a free agent yesterday. I mean, Kutch was a free agent in the same way that you were or I was. He wasn't going anywhere. He told me in Cleveland with a month left to go in the season that he wanted to come back. He came back. There was nothing that Ben Cherington could have done that wasn't this result if he'd wanted to, because this one comes from the owner. For all the times that people will accuse Bob Nutting of getting involved in transactions that he's got nothing to do with, this one actually has his fingerprints all over it. In fact, the Pirates press release accompanying this announcement came with a quote, not from the general manager, as happens 99.999% of the time, but right from Nutting, saying it was important for me and for everyone in our organization that Andrew remain in a Pirates uniform. This is where he belongs. And I'm here to tell you, having dealt with both of these men for a long time, including a long conversation that the three of us had together on the field in Bradenton a couple of years ago, that actually is how this one's working. Kutch approached Nutting to come back. Nutting brought him back. Nutting's keeping him here now for a third consecutive year. It's Nutting who wants to see Kutch finish his career here and, you know, go right ahead with all the standard cynicism about, you know, why you would be doing that and whatever else. But, and you know what I'm talking about, Kutch selling tickets and whatever. I don't know that Kutch still sells tickets. I believe that he did when he first came back because there was a sense of, well, I can't support Nutting, but I can support Kutch. It's been a couple of years now. There's one individual on the Pirates who can sell tickets, and that's Paul Skeens. So what you have in this case is an owner who hasn't done a whole lot of things right in his stewardship of the franchise. He's doing this right, and credit where due. And you know what? Same thing goes for Kutch. Same thing goes for Kutch. He's been so open about where he is at this stage of his wonderful career, why he wanted so badly to return to Pittsburgh, what the city and what these fans mean to him, and in turn, what he expects of himself, meaning as a player, as a contributor. And this came up yesterday in his conversation with reporters yesterday after the signing.
Excited to see the guys to prepare for the season and to get ready. And ultimately, and I think it's the biggest thing for me, is knowing that I can still compete and that I can still be able to produce, and I still feel like there's a way that I can be better. And I know that it's still in there. You know, it's always, you're always searching for it. You always feel like it's there. You're doing things. And I feel like, you know, if that, once that gets lost, once I lose that and I go, that's it, you know, and I think I'm good. That's when you're good, you know? So I'm getting close to that, you know, but I'm not there yet.
See, I'm not going to do it. There's so much to rip this franchise for, and it extends back for so long, and it goes all the way to the top, and unfortunately also all the way to the bottom, meaning the base of the farm system, that it can be there to fill the other, I don't know, 300 plus episodes that we do. Not today, and not with Kutch. Kutch is real. Kutch is everything that, if you've never had the opportunity to meet him, that you would hope that he would be. And probably even then a little bit more. And there are situations in sports, I believe, that transcend, you know, winning the games that are there in front of you. And I'm not going to suggest here that, you know, Kutch won't help the Pirates win in 2025. He was basically an average designated hitter in the National League. Well, you'll take average if it comes with Kutch. You'll take average if it comes with class. You'll take average if it does something, anything, to raise the perception level, both outside and inside the organization, of who the Pirates are right now, not who they were 40 years ago, 100 years ago, but who they are right now. And it is seen around the baseball world as universally laudable that Kutch is with the Pirates. That's been the case from the day of his return. You probably saw, heard, and read it for yourself. It's the right thing. Everyone involved in this did the right thing, including Kutch himself, not to be taken for granted. When we come back, J1Q.
It's Gun Storage Check Week. Help prevent unwanted access to your firearms. No one wants their unsecured gun to be used in an accident, a suicide, or a crime. Use lockboxes, safes, and locks to secure your firearms. Learn more at gunstoragecheck.org. That's gunstoragecheck.org. Brought to you by NSSF, the Firearm Industry Trade Association.
Abandon ship, Bob. Sell the team. Are you a Pirates fan who is angry or apathetic about our perennial losing baseball team? Do you feel helpless because you don't know how to make a difference? Well, good news. We have something you can do about it. Join our Sell the Team movement. We're a group of passionate fans voicing our frustration and demanding change through billboard campaigns, press outreach, protests, and involvement at local city government meetings. Go to ourteamnothis.com to get involved.
Today's J1Q comes from Alex, who says, DK, haven't heard much about Andy Rodriguez this offseason. Are we to assume that he is the Pirates' starting catcher? Oh, no, you clearly haven't heard much, Alex. No offense, but no, Joey Bart is your starting catcher. And Bart should be your starting catcher regardless of what were to transpire in spring training with anyone else at that position. And that doesn't just mean Andy, that also means Henry Davis. Beginning with the latter, because he was the number one overall pick, we saw Henry mash in spring training, and we saw that it meant nothing. What happens when you get into that environment? Pitchers are very predictable in knowing what it is that they're going to throw because they're working on something that day. Working on a changeup, you're going to see changeups. They also aren't necessarily patterning their pitches to attack that specific hitter. They'll do a little bit of scouting, but they're not going to get really intensive with it. They're just going to work on what they're working on. So what happens? Regular season starts. Henry goes and faces real pitchers with real plans to beat him, and they beat him. There's nothing. I'm going to say this now, but I'm going to end up repeating it in February and March. There's nothing that could or should put Henry at a level above Bart. To open this season, Bart did it for real. Bart did it in games that count. And you want to know something? Henry's such an accountable kid. I'll bet if he's listening to this show right now, he'd agree completely. Andy, of course, is a different story. He's coming off missing a year, most of a year, to elbow surgery. Andy is also a candidate to play other positions. The key for Andy is going to be that he has to hit his way onto the roster. Now, I could say that Andy has followed a similar path to Henry in the sense that he hit really, really, really well in the minors to the point that he was considered for a time the Pirates' number one prospect. Then he got to Pittsburgh and kind of cooled off, you know, kind of like everybody else did. What he has to show all over again, if you think about it, is that he can hit at the big league level. He has to hit first in AAA. And then he'll have to translate that hitting to the bigs. Now, what position? All I can say about Andy is this. When it comes to defense, he can do anything. He's got real athleticism, and not just athleticism for a catcher, the way you sometimes hear there'll be a little bit of a condescension to that. Andy can play. I'm not saying I'd put him at short, but Andy can play. But it's the bat that needs to push open the door for him to be able to do that. In Pittsburgh. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody who listens to Daily Shot of Pirates. Our next show will be Thursday morning. So I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a beautiful holiday season in general. See you Thursday.